RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
I'm Josh Eyre.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich.
Free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Oh, Mario Cristobal.
I'm going to be ready for New Year's, though. I'm going to the gym.
Limber. Are you stretching?
Yeah, I'm doing some, what's the thing with the board and the Pilates?
You do some Pilates?
Oh,
get it loose.
Get loose.
Mario Cristobal speaking at Media Day at the Cotton Bowl.
So they're in Dallas as we speak.
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
Yes.
Now, is the Cotton Bowl at Jerry's World?
Yes.
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 Yep.
Funny, because you know the Cotton Bowl is a place. Mm-hmm. They don't even do the Cotton Bowl at the Cotton Bowl
well,
no more.
It's like the Orange Bowl.
They beat the Orange Bowl to the punch. They used to do that.
Yeah, but the Orange Bowl doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah, but even before it did.
Yeah, they moved it to the bigger venue.
They said, you know, the pee on the floor all the time, a little nicer at the Hard Rock.
Yeah.
But it had its charm. It had its charm. It swayed.
No blocky.
I've been to Canes games at the Orange Bowl. Yeah.
It was the best.
I remember leaving.
Remember the
Florida State-Miami game?
Which one?
The one where it looked like Florida State was going to win. So we left early.
Which one?
Then it went into overtime. I think it was the last time they played at the OB.
Was that the Monday night Labor Day one?
I'm not sure, but remember it went in overtime and went in.
Because I remember the one where Florida went to overtime.
No, it was against Florida State.
Okay. I'll look it up.
It went in overtime, and we were walking out the stadium when they tied it, and then we had to hurry up and run to the car to try to get to the car to hear the game, and Miami ended up winning.
Cristobal's got like this Will Manson's been pointing this out, but he keeps wearing the same army green Canes polo every single press conference. I don't know if that's like his thing. He's like he has been in love with that shirt for like weeks. He's been wearing the same thing. Listen, it's like his Snuggie. He's getting ready for game mode. But do you think Winter Classics at the
Friday
this week? You think there'll be a lot of no blocky there? They'll be like
Absolutely.
They're going to clean up.
I don't know if the
New
York.
You think they'll clean up?
Oh, yeah, because they're going to have New Yorkers.
Yep.
New Yorkers are going to be down there. Remember, it's the Rangers versus the Panthers. So, yeah.
That
I got the most useless space down there is that parking lot right across the open grass parking lot that costs $1 million to park there that nobody ever parks there. But it's open. They have, like, food trucks in there. The open grass.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about. Like right in front of where the overhang goes to.
It's just open grass.
Yeah. I mean, listen, parking at a Marlins game is pretty easy. You just go in the – you just do it on the app now. You don't even have to give money to anybody.
Oh, yeah. Or what about they say check your ticket, pay on the way out?
You don't even have to do that. You just like go
– Well, remember I did that with Jennifer when we went downtown to the Heat facility, and I – parked in Minnesota because
you had the thing.
I had the app and it said pick a spot. Oh, you get a deal. I said great. And I said, Jennifer, how'd you pay $10? I only paid like $3.
Anton,
she said, yeah, you're parked in Minnesota.
Anton Lundell got a fined $5,000 for high sticking in the Goon Squad game that was Panthers Lightning.
Boo! I have never seen more penalty minutes. They're gonna do it every time they play, right?
Yeah, they just call people up and they just go Goon Squad. They're just trying.
But they won.
Yeah,
you can't win.
It's annoying.
Right. You can't lose the game.
It was an annoying loss. I hate John Pooper. I hate him.
Right.
I think it's Swan. I think the Canes have. I think the Cats have won the road. I think each team has won the road games this year.
Right.
So they're back at it tonight. They got Panthers and Capitals, and then tomorrow Canadiens before they have the Winter Classic on Friday.
I play four games in
seven nights.
Well, it's compressed because they got to make up for the Olympic break. That's why there's so much hockey.
Yeah.
Usually they actually get time off for Christmas, but I don't think they get that much time.
They did.
Not that much. What did they get, like 2 days?
No, they got 6 days.
They did?
Yeah. I mean, maybe 3 days.
I don't think it was.
Wait, where's the last game? 22nd? It was the 22nd, right? Before Saturday. The last game was the 22nd, I believe. They played Monday.
Usually, I think they get like
they didn't want to mess with football.
Basketball
and basketball.
I've been watching that Winter Classic Hard Knocks thing that they got going on. That's good. It's a good show.
Yeah.
Hockey does the reality shows good. Those guys are fun. They had the dads on the road trip.
Well, because I would say hockey players in general, the things that they go through on a daily basis, life is enjoyable.
Mm-hmm.
Because once they get on the ice, it's, you know, like, I mean, I would say it would go hockey, then football, then basketball, then baseball. And the only reason why I put basketball third is because they're trying to put themselves out there.
Right.
Right? The other two sports aren't. So it's more of a – this seems like sometimes you watch a basketball thing, it's like a script. Right? They're like –
the basketball ones were terrible.
Right. And
the starting – they canceled it after 2 years.
And baseball – we don't know anybody. We got to catch up with them.
Yeah.
Right?
Marlins, by the way, see what they did over the break?
What did they do?
They made a move.
What did they do?
They spent $13 million on a closer.
Really?
Yeah. Fairbanks from the Rays. Of course, the Rays, because Bendix loves the Rays. He loves the Rays. But the Marlins, yeah, the Marlins spent...
One year?
Of course. Genius move, because you want to know what happens?
What happens?
If they're out of it, they could just flip him at the break. Someone's going to want a reliever. Everybody wants a reliever.
Oh, Fairbanks, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a great move.
That was a great move. Great move by them. Because either he's good and they compete, or right. If they're mediocre, we'll flip into a contender.
I got you.
Well, Ediberto, I think Hernandez, he blew out his arm, so they needed somebody.
The closer here?
Yeah.
How did he blow out his arm?
I imagine throwing. I apologize. I'll take my minus.
Dude.
Minus one.
How much more time we got left?
Two more segments.
Dude. You trying to get a week's worth of just annoyance in on one day because you're done?
Today's your last day?
Yeah.
Another one.
Yep.
I'm telling you.
What?
All
right. Is that another FBI scam?
Dude.
We have your life, FBI here.
This is, hello. They call about asking me, do I want windows or whatever? And they go, are you the homeowner? I'm like, yep. Okay. They click you over. You don't even get a chance.
I saw the.
So I took the guy. I was on the phone with the guy for 45 minutes.
Have you guys seen? It might have been it might have been a Palm Beach Sheriff's commercial. So maybe I just got it up where I was. But there was a commercial where the old lady answers the phone, and she's like, hello?
Hello, this is the sheriff's department. We're coming to get you for a non-served jury summons, or you could settle this with a credit card.
And then they break to the cop, and he goes, this will never happen. Don't fall for these calls. If you don't show up for jury summons, we'll arrest you. We're not going to call. And I was like, wait, what did I just watch? Listen, we're not going to warn you. We'll just arrest you. Don't take those calls.
Yeah.
It was like, I think they were trying to do a good thing for not falling for scams, but they kind of scared me.
No, you got to show up for those.
I know!
Seem to be doing a lot of work as a citizen.
Mm-hmm.
While not getting the benefits of being a citizen.
Tate Soft says, I just got to have him do jury duty. Best feeling ever.
Oh, man. So, remember the last time I did jury duty?
I got picked.
No, I got picked, too, the first time.
Mm-hmm.
The next year, I got picked again,
mm-hmm.
right? So, I go in there, and usually they call up everybody, you know, they'll call up a group of people, your jury pool for this trial. Call up another group of people, your jury duty for this trial. And they randomly select, and that's how you get selected. That's how I got selected the first time,
mm-hmm.
right? This time, they go, 200 people in the room, you're all here for one capital case. It's going to be anywhere from 2 weeks to a month. And I'm like, and they say, if you have any problems, please stand in line. I'm like, if I don't work, I don't get paid. Y'all don't pay enough. And then one of the bailiffs said, what's up, Leroy? And he said, go ahead. I was like, goodness. But yeah, so you don't know whether it's one case that they're pulling everybody from.
Yeah.
Or it's a bunch of little cases that you go into a different courtroom.
Yeah, I had a minor case. It was an assault. Mother allegedly assaulting the daughter. But I went not guilty.
I mean, we had the case where the doctor had to, I don't even know what it was, but he had already didn't show up for trial.
I should point out, by the way, it was a grown-ass daughter. It wasn't like a mother doing it to her kid. It was a grown-ass daughter who was mooching off the mom. And she alleged that the mom banged her in the head with a cafecito thing. And I was like, the thing was like dented in. And I'm like,
your head dead hard?
And you live to tell about it, huh? I was skeptical of it.
But mine, it was just determining monetary, a monetary amount.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
What'd you pick?
Huh?
What'd you award?
A lot.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That sounds fun.
He ain't gonna never get. They ain't gonna never see it.
Nah, but
because the guy didn't even show up.
I would love that too if I was on a settlement case.
The mother bribed Tobin with jewels. Tell you what, you.
It worked.
You've been. Oh yeah, dude. Vlad. So we went to a fight one time.
Okay.
We were bodies Russians. Like I don't know if it was the same fight, different fight.
Not the same fight.
He goes up, and he's skipping through the little tarmac or whatever.
You're skipping?
Yes.
He alleges skipping. I don't think I was skipping.
He was skipping and smiling. I found churros! I'm like, dude, be a professional.
We had seats for Pacquiao versus Thurman, and as we're walking to our seats, I was walking by, and I had the old, what?
Churros. It's like he stopped.
It was a delightful boxing
only
snack.
Time. And most of the time we go to these fights. Listen, I'm having a couple of cocktails and some popcorn or whatever. He's like, be a professional, you know, because he don't care if I'm in my element and he's acting a damn fool. But if we get into the fight game, he want me to be on your P's and Q's, right?
Dade
he starts singing the churro song and all that.
Dade South says, does Tobin use his Tobinisms as a juror? So you agree with me? I will say,
I will say,
I did lead the. I was not the foreman.
I was the foreman in mine.
I wasn't the foreman, yeah. But I did say, like, hold on, because they were like a lot of people were gonna like lean guilty, and I was like, gotta tell you, story doesn't add up for me. They're like, why? I'm like, look at that coffee pot. Look at that injury. Looks a little minor compared to getting your head bashed in with a piece of metal. Like, and they're like, oh, swayed him. Not guilty.
Because no, you know what?
You've been trying to sway me for 10 years.
I'm not gonna hold you, bro. You might need a Tobin in your jury. Because he might be the only one that's going to question. If you got 12 jurors and Tobin's one of them and 11 wants to go home, Tobin might be like,
This is why.
I don't know about that.
This is why our show has life. RVA Richie. Churros are skip worthy.
So we've been told.
Take a break. 15 minutes of heat next.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I'm Josh Eyre.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich.
Free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Get to a little 15 minutes of heat here. Brought to you by Doral Kia, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Kia or DoralKia.com. Heat back on the hardwood tonight as they take on the Denver Nuggets. 7:30, 6:15 preheat with Solana, Tommy Tag. Then you can hear Jason Jackson and Amy Audibert on the Miami Heat audio experience as the Heat will look to make it three straight. Although they never beat Denver. So, you know, per your expectations, they never beat Denver. Though they are very banged up. No Gordon, who always kills the Heat, in addition to the Joker, who kills everybody.
And Jamal Murray, who always kills the Heat as well.
Is he out tonight?
No, he's playing. He's playing. He's not out.
Oh, that dude, that finals was depressing. That finals was a depressing experience at home because it felt like any time the Heat had momentum, Jamal Murray just had a three for their ass. Just to shut it down. I mean, they were silencers. I will ask, though, intriguing debate tonight for the starting lineup because Bam Adebayo should be back. He's probable. Khalil Ware, been playing very well. Pella Larsen, when the Heat start, I think they're 13-6 with him starting. It's either 12-6 or 13-6 with him starting. Norm Powell's obviously going to start. Davion Mitchell. He's been good. Andrew Wiggins probably had his best two games in a long time these last couple of games. Though, has been really great with the second unit. That's been kind of the secret sauce to it. Wiggins with Nico, Jaime, played a little with Kasperus, a little bit with Drew. And who else is the fourth in that unit? It's escaping me right now. But Wiggins with the backups has kind of been cooking. Ergo, Leroy, what do you think tonight Eric Spoelstra does? Do you think he goes to Old Faithful and benches Khalil Ware? Or do you think he benches Pella? Or do you think that maybe he gets a little crazy, and this is what I would do? I would put Andrew Wiggins with the second unit. Don't think of it as a benching. Think of it as experiencing a new starting lineup that doesn't start.
Well, if you're not going to sit, if you didn't want to set injured 6-8 on our team, Tyler.
I don't even consider it. Right now he's not on the Heat, so.
Okay, but when he came back and I said, he probably ought to come off the bench to start.
He probably should
have. And you said, no, absolutely not.
I didn't
You're
say that.
Sure as hell I not going to. You're sure
I,
as hell
I
not going
like,
to do it to
like
Wiggins.
I don't like the tone that you said that. I said he's not going to come off the bench. Okay. I wasn't like incensed that he didn't come off the bench. No, I wasn't.
You were. You were a little offended. Dude, you know what you're doing
right now? You're an embellisher right now. If I wish I could call it 2 minutes.
I'm an embellisher.
2 minutes for embellishing right now. Like you're ridiculous. That's not what my reaction was. I will say
you're having a hot dog right now with some embellisher.
Okay, dude. Whatever you say. Whatever you say. I give him a point. I like that. Objectively a point. But you're being ridiculous.
Okay.
So what do you think? You got Kalel, Pella, Wiggins, Davion, because we know Bam and Norman are going to start. Who would just sit amongst those? What do you think? Who do you think should sit, and who do you think Spo is going to sit?
I think the most successful starting group was when Kalel and Bam start together.
Okay.
I'm going to go Norm.
So you got Norm, Bam, Kalel. I got it left, Davion, Wiggins, Pella.
Wiggins and Pella.
Wiggins and Pella. Sit Davion.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Because Davion, that's his normal role.
But he's been starting. He has started all year.
He's been starting, but his role is that he comes in. You see what I'm saying?
Interesting.
It's easier for Davion to go back off the bench and be an impact player than it is.
Which is what Spo normally does. He likes keeping people in their normal role.
But he hasn't been. He started all year. He has started all year.
Until Tyler got back.
Pella's done a little bit of everything, but they've been excellent with him starting.
All right.
I kind of want to keep Pella starting. I think we should get wacky and sit Andrew Wiggins and put him in the second unit.
You're not sitting Andrew Wiggins. You're not sitting Andrew Wiggins.
I think we should get weird. He's probably going to – now, what do you think he's going to do?
I don't know.
He's going to sit Kalel where?
Well, here's the thing. He might be saving Kalel so he doesn't get two quick fouls off
Joker.
Yeah.
But they're going to put Bam on Joker.
Oh, he can get him.
They're going to put Bam on Joker.
Bam can get two quick fouls on Joker.
He does a good – you can tell Joker respects Bam. Now, it doesn't matter. He's still going to probably get his 20, 10, and 10. But
maybe more 30,
but
15 and 10.
He doesn't he definitely, I think, respects Bam going against him. And Bam said that he respects Joker the most because he's not a flopper. So I don't think I feel like he's gonna probably put Kalel back on the bench and start Pella, Wiggins, Davion, Norm with Bam. I don't like it. I just think that's what's gonna happen.
Guess what I just finished watching?
What, dude?
Woody Hayes punching that guy from Clemson back in the day.
I had to watch that right now, huh?
I was just...
You're right.
I'm on Twitch.
We're breaking down the Heat. It's
I know.
15 minutes of Heat.
I'm listening to Heat.
And you breaking down old-ass Woody Hayes.
I'm punishing you for
that's
this.
That's a minus one. That's a minus one.
I'm punishing
one,
you for this.
Right? Yeah, that's a minus one.
Yeah,
man.
Minus
Come
one.
On, man.
For minus one.
And I'm also punishing you for that. Because let me ask you something.
What?
Did you see what Anthony Edwards said after his recent loss with the Minnesota Timberwolves? What did
he say? What did he say?
Oh, my God.
He quoted.
Did he cause a stink?
I won out.
He quoted Leroy Horde because the Timberwolves lost.
Who did they lose to?
The Brooklyn Nets.
Oh my goodness. They're terrible, right?
Terrible. And he said about the fans booing him. Leroy, what did you say back in the day?
I'd boo my ass, too.
I would have booed our ass, too.
Yeah.
And then when asked, hey, Ant, what's up with the energy with this team lately? He just goes, I don't know. I guess that's just Timberwolves basketball. Oh, really?
Boy, he's about to make whale noise now.
Interesting, dude, Leroy.
Can I ask you a question?
Wow.
Any way you can worry about just making your team better instead of always looking for disgruntled guys on other teams?
No.
No? All right.
You liked that, didn't you?
I did like that.
Of course you
did. I did like that. Seems like a guy. And you know what they say, Vlad? Winter is coming in Minnesota. Going to be very frosty.
Gonna be.
Wait a minute. Oh,
it's
I
already
know.
Quite chilly up there.
You know why, Leroy? You know why he loves this? And you know why he just mentioned winter is coming and it's supposed to get frosty?
Mm-hmm.
Guess who's making their only appearance this
Saturday
to Miami?
Amen.
Ah, interesting. And
he already talk about leaving his family. He's like, man, I really want to see Ant-Man.
Let's look at the lows in Minnesota this week. Today's low in Minnesota, in Minneapolis, 1 degree. Tomorrow, 1 degree. Wednesday, 0. Thursday, -4.
Wait.
And he'll be
Wait. I've been up there where -4 was the high. So everybody chill.
Oh, they'll be chill, all right.
I think they are chill.
Dude. You know what? You couldn't leave the house without? I don't know about intangibles. Vlad, you couldn't leave your house without moisturizer.
Of course, man. Yeah, I put like...
Hey, no, look. They have these all over the place. Look, just go ahead on and get you.
Oh, he gets a...
Lip balm, lipstick, yeah.
Oh, wow, look at this.
You can't use that chapstick. You got to get the good stuff.
Here's the other thing with Ant-Man.
Moisturizer.
What's the next good thing?
3 days off before he comes to play here.
Oh, wait. So
when is he getting here?
Means he can spend...
is he getting here?
They're getting here Thursday.
Much time as he wants.
They're getting in on Thursday?
Well,
much time as he wants.
From what he's saying, that means their next game would be tomorrow, Tuesday.
Tuesday. They fly here... On Tuesday night.
They're not flying here on Tuesday night.
They spend a little New Year's down here?
They might celebrate New Year's.
Yeah.
They might celebrate
New Year's. Who are they playing? Before us.
It's a home game?
Let's see.
They play the Knicks already.
They're in Atlanta on Wednesday.
Oh, forget about it. Oh, wait a minute. This is the Ant Edwards
Trevolou.
Oh, he's
Little Revolu.
New Year's Eve in Atlanta, they go into the strip club.
And then Thursday, Friday off.
So they'll travel here on Thursday.
They're getting here on Thursday because they're going to enjoy Thursday and Friday. And it's a 5 p.m. game on Saturday.
And who's to say if somebody's not going to go to that, you might have a couple of people wanting to go see the hockey game.
Maybe.
The Winter Classic?
Yeah, maybe Ant-Man wants to go see the Winter Classic. By the way, high of 76, Ant-Man, on Saturday, just so you know.
Is it going to be 76?
Mm-hmm. High, yeah.
Because the high going to be 50-something. On Wednesday, Thursday.
No, that's the low.
No, dude.
Really?
The high is going to be in
high
50s, low 60s.
He doesn't have to be here for frozen iguana weather.
Hey, so I'm trying to think. What's too cold to blow stuff up?
It's never too cold to blow stuff up.
Fireworks.
Mm-hmm. Eh. I don't think there's rules about that.
No, I'm just saying for your own, I don't want to be out there cold.
Oh, I don't know. Can't tell you I've ever thought about it, to be honest with you.
I forgot. It's built in your...
I feel bad for the Oregon and Texas Tech people who were coming down here for some good weather.
Well, it's tough
for them. It is good compared to where they're from.
Yeah. It's the same weather. It might be the same weather in Texas.
Gloomy in Oregon.
No, it's not. Texas is much... where they are is a little north.
Anyway.
Austin?
A big.
I'm just wishing Anthony Edwards a good trip this week. You know, that's
he's going to have fun in Atlanta and Miami.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
I mean, that's the way you want to celebrate the new year.
We'll take a break. Play a little All Right. Oh, no, to close things out.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle.
With Blue Apron's new one pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I'm Josh Eyre.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich.
Free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It's Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Let's get to a little all right. Oh, no. My all right goes to Zeke Biggers. Great game, Moose.
Zeke Biggers can't be a small dude, right?
No.
I mean, his name is Biggers.
No. No, he cannot.
All right.
Jason Marshall, also, aside, all right. The rookies, the non-offensive rookies right. Getting to shine a little bit.
Yep.
Although I will give love to the Weasel, because I can't say I was looking forward to game two of the Weasel, and the Weasel came through with a big play. So, shout out to Theo Weiss Jr.
All right.
Happy with that. My oh no goes to John Pooper. This guy's not about hockey. He's not a serious person.
Went to a hockey game and an MMA fight broke out.
They need to make the penalty boxes bigger for Panthers Lightning.
Oh no! Like the penalty room?
Yeah. We're just gonna need to send.
Just go to the green room.
Yep. You guys know what you did. But at least on the good note, Matthew Tkachuk is getting healthier for the Cats. I don't know if he'll be back for the Winter Classic. Paul Maurice was not ready to do that yet. He's still in a non-contact jersey, but we're getting closer. We're getting closer. And that's good news. Leroy, you're all right and oh no.
Nothing.
Hmm?
I feel bad when I get a little, a good feeling.
Hmm?
All right is going to go to the fact that there were some words that Josh Allen said last week about I go home to my smoking hot wife and blah, blah, blah. And people misconstrued that as not caring about football, which, you got to be careful what you say because sometimes you're not dealing with smart people.
I mean, he does go home to a smoking
yes,
hot wife.
Exactly.
To the point they're
and
about to have a family.
He also said, and she likes winning, so I'm going to keep winning. But for all the money, and all the things that people say you do, that was passing 101.
Oof.
That wide open, you ain't had to throw it in a tight window. No. You missed a receiver by 5-10 feet. That was wide open to win the game.
Yep.
So I'm going to just go ahead and throw that out there. That's my oh no. My all right, I got to tell you, it never fails. I have me some good-ass time on Christmas.
Good.
Christmas Eve, we have game night, play a whole bunch of games, right? And here's the most important part. Here's why you do game night on Christmas Eve. Because the kids going to want to get the hell out of your house early enough to go home and get their ass in bed so they can get up for Santa Claus.
Right.
So you don't have to say how long the party going to last. Kids going to be trying to get their family and their parents to get them the hell up out of there. So it's well planned. I had people swimming in my pool, dude.
Wow.
The pool was 75 degrees.
Nice.
They said it's not cold if you can stay in here.
That's true. You adjust.
Dude, your body temperature is 98.6.
You get used to it.
No, you don't.
I do.
75 degrees.
I went first one last week.
Huh?
I went first one last week.
Where?
In my pool. No heater.
How long?
Not a good amount. Did some cleaning in it too, Got some leaves out.
Better get you a little creepy crawl in a net.
Yeah. Manual labor. Get in there. Scuba Steve.
That feel like you're like the guy in Happy Gilmore that's looking for golf balls in the creek. Right?
Vlad, you're all right and oh-no today?
I all right to the NBA. They had the better Christmas games.
Great Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
So they had some great games. Started off with Knicks Cavaliers, and then you ended it with Jokic's 50-point triple-double. So,
which all right. Just, all it just right. Seems unfair.
My oh-no to the NFL on Christmas Day. Oof. Them games were terrible.
And you had to chase them.
Oh, no. Oh, my. And that's, yeah, I had to chase them. You know it's bad when you're watching Thursday night. You know there's always the Thursday night game on Prime. And the game is on, and you rather hear your mother-in-law's or, you know, you rather hear conversations.
I missed the first game because I forgot it was on Netflix.
Leroy, I think the game was on, and I might have glanced at the Chiefs-Broncos game maybe once. Right. Maybe once. I didn't care for
who do the Chiefs have a quarterback?
I don't know. Some guy. Some guy. It's not good when three games. By the way, all three games, three home teams, all had backup quarterbacks playing.
Brutal. No, it was a brutal product. Now, to be fair, NFL made up for it on the weekend.
Well, yes, the weekend was always good, but you know,
no
when, but when Netflix and Prime paid money, big app money,
yep,
for holiday games, and the holidays games stunk.
I would say I would like them to be easier access.
It wasn't good.
I would like them to be easier access. I know what you say. You're saying I should have two different TV viewing apparatuses, and I'm saying I would like to be able to get from, you know, app to app without having to go in and out and whatever.
Oh, can I tell you about apps, dude? Let me tell you something.
What, did you buy another one?
No.
What'd you get?
What is it, Turkish basketball league now?
This DAZN, all right?
Oh, DAZN.
Because it's possible DAZN is going to get heat games. I saw Barry Jackson say it's a possibility DAZN is going to get heat games.
Why?
And I because FanDuel is like basically
no longer
going to be closing up shop.
Oh, yeah, like all the other names.
Just like Fox Sports.
Just like ESPN shouldn't have had a gambling app. A gambling app probably shouldn't have had a network, I guess. You know, I don't know the ins and outs. But apparently DAZN is a possibility to host NBA games. Which, like, for me, I have to go from the FanDuel app to DAZN. I mean, Jesus. But this DAZN, all right, you really making me pay $40 to watch Inouye at 9 in the morning? What do you get off? 9 in the morning is not pay-per-view time. I don't, that is ridiculous.
Should you tell Inouye to start fighting maybe in a reasonable time?
It would
be reasonable location.
But you want to know something? When he fought at unreasonable times, at least on ESPN, it was free or $5 because I had the app. This DAZN wants me to pay for DAZN. They have been lying to me.
You know what it sounds like?
20 years because I, well, not 20 years, but at least 8 years about, oh, we're going to end pay-per-view when all you've done is add more pay-per-view.
I'm going to tell you what the problem is. You want to know? What? You're a sucker.
I'm
you
not
fall
a sucker.
For all those apps. You bought European basketball on the app.
That was a good value. Okay. I haven't had to pay another thing. Hey, and I could watch Bulgaria versus
nothing
Germany.
Nothing says that I am a sucker like what you just explained.
I'm just like, are you serious?
You have 17 apps.
For YouTuber.
Gonzalez says Tobin only likes the pizzone from Pizza Hut. I've never had a pizzone. I do like calzones though.
I don't like calzones.
But the zone, I can't believe I'm gonna be stuck with the zone to watch Heat games. That is unbelievable.
The reason why they got a charge is because you're like the only subscriber.
They're gonna sit here and they're gonna be like, oh, you wanted to watch Heat Nuggets? Guess what, Tobin? Another $15 on top of your subscription to watch tonight.
They might have thought you wanted chicken nuggets.
I'm serious. I cannot. I am so. Schmeathen's a bastard. Thanks for telling us you like calzones. We couldn't tell.
What?
Just a bastard.
Point what is, for
why
you.
Why do you do that?
YouTuber.
Why do you do that?
They're just.
You just tee them up.
I couldn't believe. I'm like, are you? Is this say $40 to watch a fight in the wee hours of the morning? Imagine if you lived in LA and they're like, oh, you wanted to watch, in a way, one of the best boxers pound for pound against somebody you'd never heard of?
6 a.m.
How about at 6 a.m. you give me an extra $40 on top of your monthly subscription? Like, what?
Well, time
to go from the app that was going to get rid of pay-per-view, which, by the way, is exactly what the UFC is going to now. You're going to this, how about $40 for mediocre fights on top of your subscription. Are you crazy?
Are we really complaining?
But here's,
I mean, you're
going
to have to pay money,
Vlad,
for the Olympics.
Vlad.
In Turin.
Can I put this in possible context?
Go ahead.
These are random texts that come at 10 in the morning.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we're texting about this.
I mean, just imagine. Look, I'm golfing and I go, bzz, bzz, hey, DAZN, I'm not paying another $40. I'm like, what?
Just brutal. I just wanted to watch the fight. Oh, can I watch that? It's on DAZN? No, it's on DAZN pay-per-view.
Stunning Steve.
In the morning?
Wow.
Toby doesn't have an Amazon Fire Stick, but he sure loves mozzarella sticks.
Jeez.
Points for YouTuber.
Mrs. Leroy says buongiorno. Tobin says DiGiorno. except isn't that
what, DiGiorno?
Italian?
What? Just buongiorno is Italian. DiGiorno is Italian for the pizza.
Yeah, just let it sit.
But she's not Italian.
Yeah, just go with the joke.
Just let it sit for the bit, dude.
Just go with the joke.
Sergey Bobrovsky.
Me?
Yeah, you.
Me? Listen. I look forward to the chat and having the bits be on you.
All right, everybody. That's our show for today. Talk to you next time.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
I'm Josh Eyre.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich
free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.